gentlemen, let's go!
Pop culture meltdown.
Hold on, what?
I said Louie.
Dude, who uses this studio before us? Because the volume in my headphones is always so damn loud.
That would be Sidney Rosenberg.
Oh, Sid.
Making it mucho loud for you in your ear holes. Louie, I got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Peanuts are not technically nuts. Tell me about that. You think it's a fact? You think it's not a fact?
Oh, are we playing true or false?
We're playing true or false. It's almost like truth or dare, except
well,
not
only
really.
Because you brought it up and said it so convincingly, I'm going to say false. Peanuts are not nuts.
It's not only a nut, it's a hard-shelled dried fruit or seed with a separable rind or shell and an interior kernel. That means walnuts, almonds, cashews, and pistachios are not nuts either. They're seeds.
All right, well, you're making me nuts by talking about nuts, so let's move on.
Pop Culture Meltdown, episode number 25. We have a very, very, very busy episode here. We're talking about Creed 2, talking about Black Friday. We're going to lead off with a very, very sad breakup that the music industry is shocked.
Oh, brilliant.
They are shocked to we are now going to be forever without the music of a very, very popular band. Internationally renowned, I believe they are a Canadian female-fronted doom band. Give you a hint. That's right, Lou. It's the smooth sounds.
The smooth stylings.
Of witch rot. And why do we give a shit about them this week, Louie?
They broke up.
Oh, so sad.
In an epic way, I might add.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not everybody has a band, and not everybody breaks up. But, I mean, if you have this breakup that they had, which is an epic breakup. Louie, you want to assist me on what exactly went down?
Well, it might be the most epic band breakup ever. I mean, look, we all know Van Halen broke up. They didn't really break up because they're still around, but David Lee Roth left Van Halen or was kicked out by the Van Halen brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Twitter, yesterday, 9:42 a.m., Witch Rot, due to the unfortunate reality of our guitarist effing my girlfriend, they spelled out the word, I'm just not saying it, of almost 7 years, Witch Rot will be taking an extended hiatus. I, however, will continue the band in another space and time, being ripe with hate. The music is slowly flowing and without a doubt will become the most devastating, torturous music I have ever created. Thanks for the support. Stay heavy. Peter. Also, our drummer died.
Are you kidding me? Like, and you know what it is?
I want to know if that's real or if that's Spinal Tap. Because didn't the drummer from Spinal Tap die? Like, every incarnation of the drummer from Spinal Tap die?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. It's either the greatest, the most brilliant marketing ploy I've ever seen in my life, or they really hated that drummer. Like, how do you think, you know... How horrible are you that you're at the end of the message, oh, by the way, our drummer died.
I know.
That's bad news bears.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's bad news bears. Speaking of dying, Black Friday just happened, and all across the nation here in the United States of America, everybody's trampling each other, trying to get into Lowe's, trying to get into JCPenney's.
Every year those videos come around.
Trying to get into Bumble and Bumble.
I know. Every year those videos come around.
Trampling each other.
And every year they just seem more and more idiotic. And I think sometimes people do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I think this is all done purposefully because they want to be a social media star. I have never, ever, 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 and I never will partake in Black Friday sales. Never. I am not cutting my Thanksgiving day short to get some extra rest, to go sit on my ass in a chair outside of a Kohl's or some sort of department store just so I can get that TV for an extra 35-40%
off. Well, usually the TVs are $140 for a 43-inch big screen.
I don't
screen,
care.
Flat
you know what?
TV.
You know what? I'd rather walk out of there with all my toes and all my fingers intact and not have to be worried about getting trampled or what have
you. But
I'm not a big guy. I'm not.
No, but at the same point, I think we're lucky in the fact that now you don't have to do that. You could do that from your house.
But that's what Cyber Monday. I'm all about it.
But take us through the holiday. There's Green Thursday, mm-hmm. right? Then there's Black Friday. Then right. there's Saving Saturday or Small Business Saturday. Then there's whatever Sunday is nicknamed. Mm-hmm. Then there's Cyber
Sunday's
Monday.
Sunday's a day of rest.
Right. Then there's Cyber Monday.
Yep.
Then there's Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Shut the fuck. We get
no,
it.
No, I know.
We get it.
But
you're
I am
buying
not.
Things.
My best friend.
Oh, I bet.
Look, my best friend, he is the greatest. He really is.
Debatable, but okay.
But he's one of those guys. You don't even know him, man. You don't even know him, man.
Yeah. Your best friend's Odell Beckham Jr., yeah, well, 29 yeah. and 47 since he's been on the Giants.
Right, exactly. Hanging out with Justin Bieber and just getting cursed.
There it is.
But he goes to bed early on Thanksgiving. You know what, man? I am not on a day off. I'm not going.
I will share with you my Black Friday story. I used to date this girl.
Uh-huh.
Her family would meet on Thursday evening, which is right after Thanksgiving.
That's her family, not yours. Why are you there?
Well, we'd all sit down and clip coupons and look at all the newspapers where all the deals are. This is 1999, right?
Jeez.
And got up at 4:30 in the morning, and that was late because you're already supposed to be online at that time. 4:30 in the morning, we ended up at this one place. I think it was Best Buy. Spent $400 at Best Buy, got four TVs. They were back in the days when the flat screens were first starting coming out or whatever it was. I got
a
big...
Like an Iowa?
I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Do you remember that company, Iowa?
A-I-W-A.
Yeah, Iowa. I had a nice Iowa radio stereo system in my bedroom.
But yeah, and I ended up getting a car accident. The guy hit and ran because it was 5 o'clock in the morning and everybody was piling into this one parking lot. And I got to be honest, that was my first and last Black Friday.
Never.
Never again. The words have been spoken. I just think it's extremely superfluous holiday at this point. It's all American.
Oh, it's
greed.
Not a holiday. That's not a holiday.
Well, superfluous. It's like a Hallmark holiday.
Oh,
I would call it.
Oh, don't even get me started with Hallmark holidays. I lived in Chicago for 3 years. I lived in Chicago from 2001 to 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Sweetest Day?
No.
Good. It's the dumbest Hallmark holiday. It's almost like a Valentine's Day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's homeless.
February 14th is Valentine's Day.
I don't celebrate
Day.
That.
I mean, give me a
I
break.
Don't celebrate
Sweetest
that.
Day. I remember moving to Chicago and having a girlfriend. She's like, oh, Sweetest Day's coming. I'm like, what's that?
No.
She's like, oh, it's... I'm like, I don't subscribe to that. You're getting a Valentine's Day gift and that's it.
Right. It's a word I like to call bullshit.
Yeah, right.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We need Martin Landau in here.
Of course. So, give me 2 seconds. Speaking of Hallmark holidays, they have the Hallmark Channel.
Uh-huh.
And are you aware yeah. they're doing Christmas movies?
Of course.
So it's the Hallmark
Channel.
Please,
they do it in July. They do Christmas movies.
It's enough.
I know.
I'm watching people post things and dancing around
fan.
To Christmas music.
My wife is a big fan. If I have to watch Christmas, you know, Christmas comes to Chicago's Thanksgiving Day Parade or whatever it is.
Sign me out. Sign me out.
Look, I think Candace Cameron's hot. But you know what? I'm tired of looking at her in Christmas movies.
I want to see Candace Cameron strung out. That's what I want to see.
Show me that movie. Her religion won't allow her to do those
movies.
Well,
especially Kirk won't let that happen either.
No.
Another thing Kirk tried to let not happen, but it's happening anyways, Creed 2.
He had nothing to do with
that.
No,
of course not, but
it's
nice
try.
Sounded good, though, right?
That's a fake segue, people. That's called grasping at straws in the radio podcast.
It's a fake segue. It's a fake one. But yeah, Creed 2. So the continuity in these movies is absolutely fantastic. They really, really have done, or I should say, outdone themselves.
I love the extension of the Rocky franchise. Love it.
And
I love Michael B. Jordan. I think he's fantastic.
From Newark, New Jersey, by the way.
Oh, really?
There you go.
That's strike one.
Michael B.
Strike one. No, I'm kidding. I live in Jersey now. I can't even say that anymore. Oh, man. But the first movie was great. I really enjoyed the way they made it that he was essentially a love child of Apollo Creed and never knew his father, obviously, and learned about his father, wanted to follow somewhat in his father's footsteps, and who does he seek out to train him but arguably his father's best friend late in life, Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone. And it's a nice extension. And you know what? I just like Michael B. Jordan's portrayal of the character because he's got the hardworking determination in him, but he also has the flair of Apollo Creed in him. And I just really like the way this storyline is progressing. And now he faces Ivan Drago's son, the guy who murdered his father. And this is just
And the greatest thing is...
This is what Hollywood needs.
Dolph Lundgren came to New York City two weeks ago.
Wasn't he here?
And who did he talk to?
Sid Rosenberg.
Adam Glenn.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he spoke to Adam Glenn, and Adam Glenn was like, how much do you bench? Tell me, Dolph.
But didn't Sid... You know, and the funny thing is... Dolph Lundgren's like a very smart, smart guy.
Oh, he's no joke.
You know, you look at he was He-Man mm-hmm. in the Masters of the Universe movie.
Yeah, he was
obviously Ivan Drago.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also in some of those like B and C level sci-fi spy war type of thriller movies. Like I come in peace, you go in pieces. You know?
Right, yep.
And he was I don't want to say he was a poor man's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he was in poor man Arnold Schwarzenegger type movies. You know, he was not in Predator. He was in, like, Searching for Son of Predator, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? Like something weird that wasn't going to be commercially a success but might have cult legend, you know, a cult following
yeah.
status. Thank you.
And what's amazing is the dude was born in 1957 in Stockholm, Sweden, for God's sakes.
Yeah. But if you look up his background, let me just take a look. He has some... really, really, like, legitimate credentials.
And, war pigs?
Right. Well, I'm not talking about movies. I'm
Expendables?
About, right. But I'm also talking about his education, because if I remember correctly, and I think Sid Rosenberg had him on, and of course my phone's going to freeze on me, so I can't open up anything, and now here it is.
Here's the military.
Let's see.
Went to Washington State University, Clemson University. He received a scholarship.
There it is.
For his master's in chemical engineering at the University of Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, then maybe that's where Crocodile Dundee went to school, too. So I don't know if that's... No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But, I mean, the guy is, you know, he's with it. And it's not like
he went to MIT.
Yes. Yes, that's the one.
Jesus.
So the guy has like a really like long list of credentials.
And then after that, he was like, fuck it, let me take up acting.
But the other thing that I find so funny is, you know, the movies that he's in, he always plays like that, I must break you.
Yeah, like
you
a
know
grunt.
Right, he's a grunt.
For sure.
So he was also in, what was he in? He was also in something else. God, that I just recently saw.
I don't know. Was it 1985's Rocky?
No, I think, was he in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
He might have been
with Army Hammer and
it's possible.
Let me see if I can look up.
I'm looking
IMDb.
At it right here. So I got Masters in the Universe, Showdown in Little Tokyo, Hong Kong, John Woo. What else? Blackjack, I should say.
Well, I think you know what. Actually,
Universal Soldier.
He was in
Johnny
that.
Mnemonic.
Right, but wait, he was in something recently. He might have been in one of the comic book shows. I want to say he was either in The Flash, or he was in Arrow. Because I think he played somebody from like, what's the name of the evil group that Oliver Queen would have to fight on Arrow? He was a member of the Bratva, which is the Russian, I guess, mob type of crew that was somewhat involved with Oliver Queen, or how he got involved with being a member of Bratva, and he was somebody who was just a high ranking member of the Bratva. But you know what? The one thing I never revealed to anybody about Rocky IV,
mm-hmm.
I have never, and you're going to laugh when I say this, I've never watched the Apollo Creed Ivan Drago fight.
What?
I've never watched it.
Why? Because you want to cry?
It's just, for me, at the time when I was younger, when this movie came out, just the sound of the gloves and the sound of, you know, the body shots and the grunts and the blood and all that. There was just something at dinner. It never sat well with me. And I understood, obviously, I was old enough to know that Carl Weathers really wasn't dying. But it was just it was upsetting to me. And I've never watched it. And then the other day, I was on the train and there was a scene on Twitter. And I watched finally the part of it. And it's still, I mean, look, I know it sounds crazy. It was still somewhat upsetting. But I kind of figured it out now. Like, all right, I think I could finally watch this.
Well, the sound effects that I thought were going on when all that was going on, all I kept on hearing was, body blow, body blow.
Yes.
Body blow. Head, body blow.
That's
body
funny.
Blow, body blow, body blow.
Oh, God, yeah. That was the original Punch-Out.
Yes,
that's
it
the
was.
The original Punch-Out where the guy's green and he's
yep,
made a checkerboard.
Exactly correct. I was just looking for that on the YouTubes and couldn't find it.
So great.
I got this.
I used to
love
fighting the Sandman.
Here's what I got. I got this. This is the only thing I could find.
Nice.
That's all I got. That's my contribution.
It's a great game. I enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun with it.
So there you go. We're going to be expecting Creed 2. You going to go see it in the theaters?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Report back to us. You know, got a couple episodes left on the season. Season one.
Yeah.
And we got a high-powered season two coming up. It's going to be dangerous. 2019. Mm-hmm. Going to get arrested. Going to be very dangerous.
And
we're obviously going to go out with a bang. Working on a couple of things, so we'll get to that when we get to that, as they say in the business.
Sounds good.
Now I want to talk to you. Have you ever farted, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you ever farted, I'd never pull a knife on you.
Well, that's good to know. I would hope not.
Trevante, take us in, baby.
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
This is Florida.
Sniff coke with a goat, then shove it up your butt for later.
This is Florida.
Hook up with your brother, having baby looking like a gator.
This is Florida.
It's a gunshot state. Get shot by the hooker, should have paid her.
This is Florida.
Grandma got crabs from the sex party with her neighbors.
This is Florida.
This is Florida.
Oh, that is some nasty shit.
Louis, Broward County. Woman pulled a knife on a fellow customer after the man commented on her passing gas. So it's not even that you farted, I got mad at you and pulled a knife on you. It's you farted, I said, yo, how about you chill out with your farting, and then you pulled a knife on me.
God, amazing.
Broward County, Florida, Shanetta Wilson, 37 years old, born in 1981. Deputies say she and the man were waiting in line at a dollar store. I'm going to call it Dollar General just because that's pretty much the only dollar store in Florida. And they got into an argument over Wilson farting loudly. Now, this is a woman, right? A woman in public.
Trash is trash, dude.
Well, I mean,
guy, girl, doesn't matter.
Farting loudly. Now, what are your thoughts on this, Louie? I mean, I got to ask you, if you were out and you saw a woman farting, would you even comment on it?
No.
Would you giggle?
My reaction would probably be like, ugh.
I might giggle. I might giggle a little bit. What do you think? Would you ever giggle?
Sure, why not? You know, the thing is, like, again, I'll bring my best friend up again.
Right.
This is a guy who has no shame whatsoever. Crowded room, crowded elevator, doesn't matter. If it's silent, if it's loud, he doesn't care. He just lets go. Exactly.
Uh-huh. So if he's in, like, Target,
yep,
and he's hanging out.
That's a good place.
And
Target.
And he bends
the spot.
He bends down.
Oh, yeah. Bends down. He would just walk. He's crop dusting.
Well, I mean, this woman apparently was letting them fly.
Wow.
In the dollar store.
Good for you, madam.
So badly that the guy had to say something about it. it is to me one of the most hilarious things.
Oh. I actually just sent him this story. I want to see his reaction.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
It is unbelievable. But she pulled a black,
never fails,
small black knife from her purse, opened it, and told the victim she was going to gut him over him commenting.
Maybe she should check her own guts. Maybe she won't be farting.
She was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Yeah. And a knife. Right, exactly.
Her asshole was a deadly weapon.
That's a good point. And they actually interviewed the deadly weapon. And you know what the deadly weapon said?
Oh, man.
Now, does that make us juvenile because we're laughing at this? I mean, a little bit.
Too much fruit.
A little bit. A little bit. But I don't know. That you can't ever go wrong with any of that.
No.
I just think that is just some vile, vile, vile stuff.
I don't know. The little pebbles always make me laugh. Ooh. Yep.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
You know what it is? When I'm around in a public place, I was walking in the other room, I go, oh, there's a barking spider in here.
A barking spider.
You should have seen this spider. It was gigantic.
No, I said you ain't all right, spider.
What are you still doing? I told you. I thought I told you to go fuck your sister.
Your mother. It's your mother.
It's your mother.
Yeah, come on. You're going to quote Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. Oh, you got to do it right.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, listen. I don't know how many fart sound effects I have. A lot of them.
Wow, trailer.
All right, there you go.
See, like, you wonder who records these? Like, how do you? Oh no! Yeah. You can't use that one.
That's a good point.
Can't use that one.
I cannot use that one. I have a bunch of them though. There you go. We'll end it on this one. There you go.
And then I'm just waiting for like the dun 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 dun.
Sorry, I farted.
That's right, all fat right. Bastard. You sure did.
So with that, is that Florida?
That is Florida. That's in a Florida. Nutshell, that is Florida.
That is Florida. And I got to be honest.
Wow.
All right. I'm officially shot. Louie?
Yeah.
Are you shot?
Yeah. I'm
all right.
Done.
We're shot. That's Florida. See you next time. Trevante, take us out. Catch him on Trevante Williams. No. Catch him on Instagram at Trevante Williams. He's amazing, and so are you. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Oh, you nasty.
Pop Culture Meltdown.
If you'd like to email the show, email popculturemeltdown@gmail.com and find us on Instagram at popculturemeltdown. Find John Bachelor on The John Bachelor Show every weeknight on Westwood One and follow on Twitter at The Bachelor Show. The voice of Pop Culture Meltdown is Dan Kelly, voice talent and one of the best human beings on the planet. For bookings, go to dankellyvo.com. Special thanks to myself, producer Laura Ponte, our graphic designer Ricky Soto, Tim Einkel with OG, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Rudsky. This has been Pop Culture Meltdown with your hosts, Chris Libertini and Lou Pellegrino.
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.